One moment, trying to see something.
Hello, my name is Christy. You've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No.
Okay, what can I help you with?
What number or what official, who do I call in order to report a super spreader event that's about to take place?
Okay, let me give you that number.
Because I don't want the local number to my local police because they're not going to do jack. The mayor isn't going to do jack. Our local Mobile County Health Department has decided we wash our hands. We ain't doing jack either.
Okay, I can give you the number. You can file a report with the CDC. Tell me when you're ready and I'll give you the number.
It's in the schedule for this weekend.
Okay, ma'am. The only thing I can do is give you the number to the CDC for you to file a report.
I mean, what I'm trying to prevent is they're expecting a crowd of 10,000 in a building that's only 41,000 square feet. That's not even the size of a mini Walmart. They're Walmart neighborhood market, so they have a maximum capacity. They're only allowed 215 people at a time inside. But this is a thing that it's a festival. I'm like, really? An arts and crafts festival where everybody's going to go around touching stuff. And then just a week after that, they're planning a massive citywide garage sale at the same building, which that's just going to be people bringing in their grandma's funky stuff because grandma probably died of COVID. It's like they're planning an indoor little flea market that the public is welcome to. And like at the market days thing, they're saying, oh, well, we're going to have 100-plus vendors and food trucks and food stations. And the building itself is not even supposed to have, according to COVID regulations, they're not supposed to have more than 200 people inside of it at any time. But that's going to be 200 people or just, and that's for Walmart regulations, that includes the workers. But for this building, apparently, they're going to have that many in vendors and food people, in workers. And then they're going to say, oh, come one, come all, 10,000 people, sure, not a problem. It's out at our fairgrounds. And it's sort of like the community center for the fair. When we have the fair, all the vendors come around for the fair, which that didn't really happen much this year. But after the event, after people walk through that building to get onto the fair grounds, then they're in open air. In this case, they won't be walking through the building to get out into open air.
Okay.
And they'll be there in there for hours.
Okay. Would you like this phone number?
Sure.
It's 1-800.
Uh-huh.
232.
Okay. 4636. 4636. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. I hope I was.